Hebrews chapter 12. Therefore, seeing that we are surrounded with such a large cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every hindrance and the sin which so easily gets in our way, and let us run the race that is set before us with endurance, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the originator and perfecter of our faith, who, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, ignoring the dishonor, and sat down in the place of supreme honor and authority on the throne of God. For think about how much it cost him who endured such rebellion of sinners against himself, so that you don't become weary, fainting in your souls. You have not yet resisted to the point of shedding blood, fighting against sin. And you have totally forgotten the exhortation which reasons with you, as with sons, saying, My son, don't be inattentive to the discipline of the Lord, or faint when you are corrected by him. For whom the Lord loves, he disciplines, and he chastises with a whip every son whom he receives. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 11 and 12. If you experience such discipline, God is dealing with you as sons. For what son is there whom his father doesn't discipline? But if you are without disciplinary correction, in which all sons share, then you are illegitimate and not sons. Furthermore, we had natural fathers who corrected us, and we gave them our respect. Shouldn't we much more submit ourselves to the Father of spirits and have more of his life? For they, on the one hand, disciplined us for a short time, as seemed right to them. But he, on the other hand, does it for our benefit, so that we may share in his holiness. All such discipline doesn't seem to be enjoyable, but painful at that moment. Yet afterward, it produces the peaceable fruit of God's righteousness in those who have been trained by it. Therefore, lift up the hands which have become weak, and the feeble knees, and walk in a straight line, so that which is lame will not be put out of joint, but be healed instead. Pursue peace with all men, and pursue being made holy, since without such holiness no one will see the Lord. Be watchful, so that no one lacks the grace of God, so that no poisonous root of bitterness springs up to cause trouble, and through it many others would be contaminated, and so that there wouldn't be any sexually immoral or unclean person like Esau, who, for one meal, one moment of sensual gratification, sold his own birthright. For you know that even when he afterward wanted to inherit the blessing, he was rejected, for he did not find the condition of the heart necessary for repentance, even though he sought for it diligently with tears. But you have not come to that mountain burning with fire which can't be touched, or to blackness, to darkness, or to storm, or the sound of a trumpet, or the voice of pronouncements, which those who heard them begged that not one more word would be spoken to them. For they, the children of Israel, could not hold up under that which was ordered, saying, If even a domestic animal touches the mountain, it must be stoned or shot with an arrow. Exodus chapter 19, verses 12 and 13. And that spectacle was so fearsome that Moses said, I am stricken with terror and am trembling. Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 19. But you have come to Mount Zion, even to the city of the living God, the Jerusalem which is heavenly in origin and nature, and to innumerable angels, to the public festival gathering, even the assembly of the firstborn, composed of those who are registered in heaven, to God the judge of all, to the spirits of just men who have been perfected, to Jesus the mediator of a new covenant, that is, contract, and to the blood of sprinkling which speaks of better things than that of Abel. See that you don't reject him who speaks, for if they didn't escape judgment when they rejected him who warned them on earth, how much more will you not escape judgment who turn away from the one who warns from heaven? His voice then shook the earth, but now he has promised, saying, One more time I will shake not only the earth, but also the heavens. Haggai chapter 2, verse 6. And this word, one more time, indicates the substitution of those things which are shaken, since their time is over, so that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, since we are receiving an unshakable kingdom, let us be having grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverent respect and veneration, for our God is a consuming fire. This is the end of Hebrews chapter 12.
The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries,
not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor.
We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.